Well, Casey Grieco is with us from the Superior Watershed Partnership. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, and thanks for taking time out to talk about what's available for people, maybe to help with energy and energy efficiency and, of course, paying the bills. This winter, this $1.7 million, I believe, tell me what this will help with.
Well, this is our My Impact grant, and that's allowed us to really expand our utility assistance offerings. So primarily this funding focuses on sort of households that make a little bit too much to qualify for traditional state assistance. So households that are just above kind of the cutoff for assistance through the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, these are often like working households or people who've worked their whole lives, but they're just not quite making enough to really get by and making too much to qualify for assistance. So we've now been able to open up our offerings to assist them with their heat and electric bills, as well as assisting all of the families we work with their water, sewer, and trash bills through approved providers.
Yeah, and I saw the chart in your press release, so and we'll post that so that people can see the, but basically what are some of the criteria?
Absolutely. So for our standard or MEET program, which is for households that would qualify for assistance through state emergency relief with the Department of Health and Human Services, once they've been approved through DHHS, we are able to help them with their heat and electric up to 150% of the federal poverty level. So for a household of four, that's a household earning up to $3,900 a month. Our My Impact grant, which is this newer funding, expands that upper threshold all the way up to $7,800 a month for a family of four. So it really kind of opens up the possibilities for people who are just a little bit stuck and needing some help, especially this time of year, you know, when heating bills are up and the holidays are here.
Is there a cap on this as far as what can people qualify for? I imagine you wouldn't be able to help, you know, multiple times over and over and over again, would you?
Well, potentially we can help. It sort of depends upon a household's needs. You know, some people only come once because they're in a really sticky spot. Some people do come back, you know, a couple of times until they can kind of get their feet underneath them. We do have, for each of our different programs, our MEET program and our My Impact program, we have a $3,500 per household per year cap. And that's kind of spread across whatever utility is there receiving assistance with through that program. And for some households, you know, sometimes that can be in the form of one big past due balance that they've been struggling with. Other households, that might be a couple of tanks of fuel oil. Other households might really just need to get a $100 electric bill taken care of because they had a rough month.
Okay, anything else you can you would like to let people know about? Casey, maybe the procedure for applying, that would be something I guess we could mention before we close here.
Yeah, I would encourage people who need assistance, if they think they might qualify for either of our programs, give us a call. You know, you can go on our website. We do have a calculator, and we have the income charts there. But also, we're all, you know, pretty well versed in what the requirements are. So if there's any question or if there's any interest, people should give us a call. We can help you figure out next steps. And I would also say, especially, you know, now that it's cold and we've had some cold and stormy weather under our belts, don't wait. You know, if you think that there's a chance you're going to need some help or you're in a place where you need some help, call us as soon as possible. Don't wait until you're shut off or until you're running out of fuel oil. We do our best to work quickly, but certainly it's a lot easier to make sure people stay warm when we have a little bit of a running start.
Okay, and this is for the whole UP or just a couple of counties?
End to end, all the counties of the Upper Peninsula.
Okay, well, Casey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it, and we'll let people know.
Thank you so much for getting the word out. We really appreciate it.